T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
I'm WWJ Autobeat reporter Jeff Gilbert. UAW President Rory Gamble issuing a plea for unity for Americans to come together in the wake of the death of George Floyd and all of the civil disturbances that have occurred over the weekend. I reached out to the UAW, asked him if I could have a few minutes with Gamble to talk about this. What is the main message you want to get out that you want people to know?
Well, you know, the main message is just fairness. You know, I think in this country we get caught up in so much partisanship that we lose the fact that we're all humans and that we're all Americans. And we get so caught up in wanting to drive our point home that we lose compassion and the human component. For this country to truly be great, it has to recognize that all Americans are truly equal and all Americans have a part to play. And we are all equally dependent upon one another. I think this pandemic has showed a lot of us who probably never thought about it before just how important the grocery store worker is, or just how important the bus driver is, and just how important the janitor is. So these are things that we need to get back to as a country, and recognizing and understanding everyone has an equal importance in life. And I believe we'll be a much better country. It's going to be hard to get there because, we need someone to drive that message home. And that message has to be equal to everyone involved. We need a very defined and very consistent narrative and voice on this. And without that, we won't get there.
And did you hear or see the president's comments today about states not being aggressive, not being tough enough? And if you did, do you have a reaction to that?
I saw it briefly, those kind of inflammatory statements are what we don't need. We need a very serious conversation about just what's important here. And like I said earlier, that message needs to be very defined and very precise. Playing partisan games right now are not the way to get there. And the civil unrest that you're seeing is born, a lot of it, I'm not going to say all of it, because I believe a large portion of it is organized for one reason or another. But a lot of the true, honest civil unrest you're seeing, civil disobedience and protest, is born from frustration of many years and decades of oppression on a certain race of people, African Americans and other minorities who have been defined as less than. And that is a belief and a thinking that I've always believed will eventually destroy our country.
How do you separate the two? How do you get the people, the outside influences, out so that we can focus on the important points here?
People need to recognize what the true purpose is and who is really for good and who is really just agitating. If you look on social media, you'll see a lot of instances of people, community folks, just stepping up and saying, no, don't break that glass. No, don't throw that brick. And then you'll see other folks who are providing the bricks. And the ones that you see agitating and instigating the violence and the unrest and the disrespect for property, those are the ones that, as a people, we all should have a very cautious eye for. Now, there are folks in community groups that work very hard to establish equality for all Americans. We should put our efforts towards supporting those groups and those efforts and helping to carry out and define that message. But, you know, you got to be careful. It's a slippery slope for a lot of people, and it could cause, you know, a lot of young folks who got this energy to bring about change. You know, that energy has to be harnessed, and it has to be directed for the right purpose.
Now, you had said we can't let this define our future. Do you think, I mean, do you have optimism that we can get past this and the future can be bright?
I think with open discussion, broad, respectful discussion, we can get past this. I believe there has to be a different mindset with officers. We got a lot of good police officers, and you have some bad. And it's like that in every organization. We're fighting that right now in the UAW. But it's going to take folks speaking up when they see wrongdoing. They're going to have to speak up, not stand by, like you saw these three other officers, and just let a human being be absolutely murdered for a very menial offense. But we're going to have to speak up. We're going to have to say, hey, you know, you can't do that. Stop that. I've also seen incidents of that from police officers with some of the protests, telling other officers, look, you know, you're being a little, you know, too rough. Stand down. It's going to take everyone speaking up when they see wrongdoing and corrective action. We're advocating for that in the UAW. Now, we should advocate for that with our public servants as well.
All right, terrific. Any message you think needs to get out there that I haven't asked you about?
I think the energy now is great, but we need to direct that energy for good. If we truly want to have respect for the brothers and sisters who have fallen to these type of acts, then we should make sure their memories are upheld for good. And not for evil. And it's very easy to throw that brick, but it takes a lot of bravery and a lot of heart to stand up and raise your voice in a collective manner and demand and work for the good of all.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.